Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Guys, I have bad news.
All right? If you're going to get with Melissa, just know, she ain't sucking. So, it's Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So, she realized something yesterday. She had a revelation. And this revelation is going to alter her dating life from here on in. What is it?
It's not really a revelation because I've known this about myself for a very long time. But it just kind of came, you know, on yesterday a little strong that I'm just never going to be, never was, never will be domesticated in a way where I'm not, I don't cook. I don't clean very well. I clean, but it's my, you know, version of cleaning is bleach. Like, I want things super, like, sanitized and bleached.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to...
You're the person that if you're like, if I smell chemical, that means it's clean.
Yes, absolutely. But... Okay.
She's like a wild stallion. You're not going to tame this
happened?
One.
No, so I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow. And every time I go away, you know, I have a friend that comes over and feeds my cats for me.
Yeah.
So I always have to make sure my house is like very clean. And I hadn't vacuumed in like a week and a half. And I have to vacuum every week. I just have to. My vacuum broke. It's a piece of crap vacuum. And all I know is I turned it on and smoke went everywhere. And I was like, what is happening right now?
So smoke or dust?
Like dust.
Did you?
Oh, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. I went in, I unscrewed the whole thing,
okay.
I cleaned it, I took things out, took out the bag, I undid the filter, I cleaned everything of this damn vacuum.
Yeah.
Put everything back together, turned it on again, smoke went everywhere again. dust. I felt like all I could say to myself is if there's a camera on me right now, you guys would have been dying because I legit looked like Pigpen from Charlie Brown. That was me. It was a cloud of dust and smoke. Everywhere.
Well, wait a minute. You said you took the bag off.
Yes.
Did you change the bag?
It was empty. It was a new bag. It was in there for like two other previous suckages. What do you call it? You vacuum?
I like the word suckages.
Okay. So it was in there. So it wasn't a full bag. So I don't think the bag was on there correctly, which I tried
which
putting it on.
Which is probably the problem.
Peps. It's not the vacuum.
Sorry.
It's
okay.
Not
okay,
the vacuum.
Okay, no, listen.
It's Melissa.
Listen.
She could have bought a new vacuum. Those ones that have that new sucking power, the suckage power, as Melissa would say.
Well,
that
believe
the guy
it or
with
not,
the accent always tries to sell you on TV.
Yes.
It still wouldn't work with Melissa because she is not that type of person.
My vacuum's a free casino vacuum.
Oh, my God.
That's why it wasn't working great. It was one of my free gifts I got. But anyways,
yeah.
So I finished, you know, vacuuming. It looks okay, but it's definitely not sucking like it should be. And then dust was going everywhere. So then I had to wash my walls. Like, I got to a point where I had to, like, wash,
yeah.
Like, my, what's it called, headboard. I had to wash my walls. It was awful. And I just thinking to myself, man, like, I suck at this. Like, just being domesticated. I'm not good at it. And when it comes to cooking, I'm not absolutely horrible. I can do basic things.
Yeah.
Well, after the way you clean, ain't nobody eating your food.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's probably the truth. I get it.
So,
yes.
I mean, what are you trying to say here? So when you get with a guy, you're going to have to balance it out where he does all that stuff?
I mean...
Yes.
Before the pandemic, I had a housekeeper come over once a month.
Yeah.
So that was like amazing to me. I was like, oh my God, this is great. I only have to do little stuff. She can do all the big stuff once a month. So I could keep doing that. Like, you know, just have someone come over once a month and then I'll do the little stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. That, right? No?
Like little stuff like vacuum.
Like picking things up off the floor. I don't know.
You know what she means by little stuff? Cleaning up the place before the lady who comes to clean up the place cleans up the place.
Right. I always do that.
It's like people who say, I'm going to join the gym after I get in shape. That's when Melissa, starts to clean. She's like, oh, the cleaning lady's coming over tomorrow.
Right.
Let me hide my sex toys.
Yes.
Basically is what she's doing.
But yeah, so that's, and I know I'm not like, because I know one of you guys had asked me off air if I was going to put that on my dating profile that I'm just not domesticated.
Yeah, Leroy said that.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'm like, there's no one looks at that as a bonus.
Right.
Not what.
Right.
Not,
you think any guy's going to be like, oh,
yeah, like,
yes.
Oh my God, this is what I've been looking for. Because I want to be the one that does all this stuff.
Even
mooches now are like, yeah. I'm swiping left on this one.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.